Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The new season of the DJV show. Every day is another episode, and we're applying, I suppose, a certain amount of value. There are sticky situations that exist in the world, and we're trying to sort them all out so that we, as well as you, have maybe a clearer understanding, some new information that you won't probably find other places. That's what we pride ourselves in with the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with, the sticky situation, I guess, at the moment, Jennifer, is the rationing of oxygen. My son was telling me about this. So the situation almost out of control in L.A. there.
But I don't like to say that because it's fear-mongering. And that's
okay.
Unfortunately,
so how do
the
we
headlines.
Say
I mean, what you've been getting if you live in Los Angeles County like I do is that there are no ambulances, that they are, if you call for a heart attack or a stroke, and if they think they can't resuscitate you, they're just going to leave you die and not take you to the hospital. Gotten that one yesterday. We're getting that there's no oxygen when you do get to the hospital. There's no hospital that will take you. I mean, they are scaring the heck out of people, and they're doing it. Look, it's not. I'm not trying to downplay it, because, yes, we have a huge surge in cases, but people are still getting into hospitals. They're still getting the treatment that they need. And the thing that scares me is when you have headlines like that, people don't want to seek treatment for other stuff. They have a chest pain or they just ride it out at home. I mean, it's ridiculous. So there is an oxygen issue in some of the older hospitals in L.A. County particularly, and that is because their infrastructure does not allow for the storage and the distribution of the oxygen. So the governor called in the Army Corps of Engineers. President gave them the authority to go, and they're going to be kind of retrofitting some of the aging hospitals around to make sure that they can have oxygen delivery. But that's one of the storylines in all of this, and it's not just in California, across the country, is that people aren't considering that we could possibly have an oxygen shortage. It seems counterintuitive, but the way it's stored, the way it's distributed, when it is taxed in a time when people need a lot of oxygen, that's one of the things that we're suffering in about having to deliver enough to the places that need it. It's a serious thing, but again, the headlines are just existing now to scare people, I think.
Well, there's a lot of that around. I think the fact that we have the IRS trying to somehow or other track where the money is going, that we did anybody here get $600, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody
it's delivered. It was delivered via direct deposit. Right.
It was. So all three of you got it?
I think
people
who file that don't file electronically get checks. It takes longer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what I was wondering when I saw this, I didn't think there was any bill that was signed. It was supposed to be.
Yeah, well, they did.
It was, but then they tried to change it to the 2000, which would have been a standalone bill. But the 600 was already, that had all the other stuff of who's getting what and where the money was going
to
go.
It was attached to the government funding bill. Remember, that was,
stupid
thing.
Right.
It should have been separate.
So if Biden has a democratically controlled Senate, what will change with regard? Is there a new stimulus? There's supposed to be. He was going to do a stimulus anyway.
Right.
What sort of things will be in the stimulus package going forward?
I don't know, but I think we'll see $1,400 because $2,000 seemed to be the mark. So I think that would probably be the first thing. But to just go back, you were talking about tracking the IRS, you know, tracking your stimulus payment.
Yes.
The story is that the IRS has relaunched the Get My Payment tool, and that's at irs.gov/coronavirus. And so you can see right from there, you can enter in your address and your name, and it will tell you when you're getting your stimulus payment. They did that the first time around, and now they've relaunched that tool. They took it down, obviously, because no one needed to do it after a while, but now it's back. So if you are not sure when you're going to get it, then that tool will help you.
All right, so that's good to know. I was wondering out loud there just a moment ago, and then thinking back about what Biden had proposed during the campaign and how much of that stuff will be put into force, those of us who are on Medicare will have a better or broader ability, apparently. There's a big thing with clean air. And one of the things that's a joke about that, and I say this respectfully to those who think, okay, climate change is a big issue and we need to do something about it. And, yeah, I suppose we do. I think that there is a combo here between what the planet is doing on its own and what we are doing. Certainly we're contributing. But all these people that have gone home, state of Massachusetts announced last week that all cars sold here after 2030 will have to be electric.
Yeah, a lot of states are...
What the hell are you saying? Where do you think the energy comes from?
Right.
Most every plant in this country is still coal-fired. So what do you think you're gaining? But this is the silliness of this. I don't, you know, want to buy an electric car. Great, buy an electric car. But don't think you're really doing anything to change the footprint that you, a carbon footprint that you leave. Because to run that car,
but
somebody's got to figure...
Tesla has managed to do that with wind and solar. So
do what?
They power the entire plant with wind and solar. That's the
whole
point.
I'm talking about the people that plug their car into the electric service in their house.
Knock down the power grids, right.
Yeah, come on.
One of the big arguments about California is that the same rule was passed through, I think it was this year, maybe it was in 2020, maybe it was 2019. But the thing that everybody was like, are you kidding me? You can't even keep the power on when there's wind outside.
Right, exactly.
So the power grids are not going to be able to handle all of this. It is so stupid and short-sighted. I can't even...
It's one of these things. We're getting on the bandwagon. It's kind of like some of the other things. If we look around at the COVID thing, it's kind of like what you were saying a minute ago, Jennifer. Everybody's getting scared. Well, if we don't do this, we're going to lose the planet.
I mean, we spent half the summer without power. We spent half the summer in brownout conditions because of fire dangers, because they can't shore up their power grid to prevent sparks in, you know, starting these massive California wildfires, which we got a huge dose of this year. I mean, what are they going to do about that?
Well,
I don't see a commitment. I see just more protection of the government to
lots
do
of talk.
Mediocre work. So it's
best.
Pretty frustrating. When you
speaking
I mean, every
about
idea
working,
sounds great on the outside until you get to brass tacks, right?
In a moment, a number of working professionals say they will do if they're required to return to the office after all the COVID stuff is over, coming right up here. 13 after the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Did I say Doug Steffen twice? Maybe Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Galen, Jay. No. Okay. Anyway, it's still 13 past the hour.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. HealVets.org.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
If your Christmas list includes family and friends that enjoy the finer things in life, but your gift budget is a bust, You'll love to hear that our buy one, get one offer on our Giza Dreams bed sheets is back. That's right. Buy a set, get a set free. My Pillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, brings you the same level of quality, comfort, and value in our Giza Dreams sheet set. Giza Dreams bed sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. They're ultra soft and breathable with a luxurious sateen weave and extra deep pockets. They'll please anyone on your list. Plus, our extended money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2021 and 10-year warranty. Listen to hear how to get this great BOGO offer on our Giza Dream Sheet.
Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV, or you can call in the order. 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Half the hour on the DJV program. You want to connect with us on social media, on Twitter, it's at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, Instagram at DJV Show. Jay is at the ready. Meanwhile, the working stiffs who have stayed home, like your husband, Victoria, I don't know what he would say.
Or me.
I guess we can ask him. Are you? Well,
both
you were
home.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this poll suggests that as COVID goes away, people are going to be asked to come back to the office. But almost 30% of the people who've been polled, who did this poll? The poll was done by Live Career, which is an online resume and job search consulting service. So they talked to 1,000 professionals. 30% of them said, I don't want to go back to work. I'm going to quit.
No kidding. Well,
because
well, they
create
said,
habits in this whole time.
Yeah.
And so, of course, if you can sit around in your pajamas all day instead of getting up and getting dressed and going to work, you're going to choose to sit around in your pajamas all day. I mean, who wouldn't want that? Right?
Well, 65 million workers have been at home during the last year. That weren't
yeah, it's
at
almost
home
half
before
the
that.
U.S. workforce, which is kind of nuts when you think about it. But I can see several sides of this, though. You know, all of my friends who are working from home now, my husband included, it's nonstop all day long. My husband just said to me yesterday, he said, you know, he goes, I haven't eaten lunch in 8 months. And he hasn't. Because when he was in the office, if you think about it, I've been in an office environment for, you know, many years before I was on this show, which I'm now doing from home. But, you know, if you really added up the time that you spend online shopping or futzing around talking to the person in the next cubicle or getting a coffee break or going for a cigarette break, there are multiple hours a day where you're doing nothing. And when you're at home, everybody feels more pressure to be accountable for 24 hours a day. I have a friend who works in private equity. She was on the phone with her boss on Christmas night trying to get him a flight out of somewhere. I mean, it's 24/7. My husband has calls and meetings that start at 6 p.m.
So
that never happened before. Productivity is way up.
Big talk. But if you don't have another job to go to, are you going to quit? Even if you have
it
to
depends
go back
on,
to
your, right. Big. I mean, it depends on what, you know, what type of job that they're in, you know, what field they're in. So, you know, it just, I guess if you're in information technology, with more people working from home, the more people, those jobs are more in demand. So,
right. All right, 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. So we've been talking about the various responses on social media to at least one question. Jay, why don't you? I think you had a couple of things working there. What are people? What are we prone to get out of? Is there agreement for the various questions, or is it a lot of stuff all over the place?
Pretty polarizing is the whether or not you plan to get the COVID-19 vaccine once it's your turn. That's on both Facebook and Twitter at DJV Show. And, yeah, I mean, it's kind of across the board. Roberta Fascinelli says first online and virtually has had every vaccine ever made. If there's a vaccine for something,
so
Roberta
I'm
going to
tell
wants
you
it.
Who Roberta Fascinelli is. Because, you know, Jennifer knows. I guess, you know, you remember too, Victoria, right?
I know of her. I don't think I ever had any interaction.
Roberta Fascinelli is somebody who was associated with this program for 12 or 14 years. She was who Jennifer was before Jennifer was here. And I think she was around a while when you were first on the air, weren't you?
100%. Yeah, she was here all the way up until I think Victoria got here. She's got sparse. She'd be there some days and not every
She
day.
Started on this program as, this is a great little side story. She was on with Imus. And Imus referred to her. She started doing the snow and ski reports because she's a fabulous skier. And so she was working for the snow country people that did snow and ski reports. And the first time, she was on with Imus for 4 or 5 years. And one day he introduced her as the snow ho. And that was the end of her tenure because she said something to him and that was, she got fired. And so they put her on because I was doing the same reports. They put her on with me, and it was instant chemistry between the two of us. She was just such a character and really a firecracker on the air, so she was great. So she still follows. She lives in New Orleans now, but she follows the program, listens every day. I think secretly, Roberta, deep down, you wish you were still on, except she's lots of traveling and stuff that she couldn't do if you were on the program. So anyway, that was the background. If people heard that, and they said, wait a minute, I remember. Where's that name? I remember Roberta Fascinelli. So she'll take a shot every once in a while at a poll or something to communicate with me just to make me remember that she's still there. So anyway, that's that story. What else have you got?
Well, and Gina Hulse is in a camp of nope, not getting it, and doesn't believe that it's even going to guarantee an end to lockdowns.
Really? Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm with her.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that.
I think in California, I've heard from people that they're going to keep us locked down at least until the end of February. So I can't imagine that this is going to go away. I think a lot of people have hope for 2021, but
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that I can get out there to visit before the bad weather is gone out here. All right, one more poll question coming up after this.
To notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so keep things varied here. Social media is an important part of communication these days. It just is. So that's why we have Jay here in part. Other than she's intelligent, lots to say like the other folks who are on the program. So what's the other question that you're working right now?
Well, returning to work after the pandemic, if you were able to be working from home, I mean, nearly 30% of working professionals say they would quit their job.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you fall in line? Would you quit if you were told you couldn't work from home anymore?
Yeah, we were just talking about that, and it's a very, it's kind of a dicey thing. My question would be to those who are big and say, yeah, I'm going to quit if I haven't. Okay, what's your next job? You got another job lined up? I think that's big talk. And if you have another job lined up, yep, okay. But I think you're going to see that sooner or later, all of the companies are going to go back to kind of, to some level of let's go to the office. Although I think there are a lot of companies also that have found, hey, this is cheaper. I don't need so much office space. See you later, alligator, to that.
Yeah.
28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'll more next time.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
4 people died and 52 arrests were made as Stop the Steal protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Wednesday afternoon. 3 deaths were from medical episodes and 1 was shot and killed by Capitol Police. The unarmed woman has been identified. Relatives confirm her as Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year Air Force veteran from San Diego, California. After the protesters' delay, Congress did certify the Electoral College win of Democrats Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, officially making them the next president and vice president of the United States. Democrats took control of the Senate on Wednesday with a pair of historic victories in Georgia's runoff elections. The Reverend Raphael Warnock defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler, and John Ossoff defeated David Perdue, who recently completed his first term as senator. Senator Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that Democrats have gained control of the Senate, calling it a brand new day in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Chaos in the Capitol. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Many questions about the security in and around the U.S. Capitol are being raised after the crowd of protesters were able to storm the building. The former chief of Capitol Police says we need to figure out what went wrong. Terrence Gaynor tells CNBC that whatever plans Capitol Police had for crowd control Wednesday failed, and officers moved to their duty of protecting members of Congress and their staff.
I suspect that they had a plan, and they probably wanted to do more security around the campus, put up maybe fences like we would have done on inauguration. I don't know what approval or pushback they got on that, but I do know that there was a problem. We lost the steps. We lost the upper levels of the Capitol, which permitted these the mob to get into the building, and that's a failure. But I will say this, Jeff, I think you have to remember that the primary responsibility of the officers inside of the Capitol is to protect the members and the staff and the process. And they at least took very good care of the members and the staff, even if it was frightening for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Legendary rapper Dr. Dre was hospitalized on Tuesday after reportedly suffering a brain aneurysm. Dre went on social media later in the day thanking his fans for their kind words, saying he's doing great and getting excellent care from his medical team at Caesars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Amazing things happen here every day on the DJV program. Thanks for being a part of it. Time is 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. The situation in, where is it, Kenosha, Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
The police officer who shot Jacob Blake. This has been something that's not been swept under the rug, but it certainly hasn't gotten much attention. And you wonder, is it the pandemic?
Well, it did get attention at first in August.
Well, but it's not a George Floyd kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
They stopped playing baseball for a night because of it, remember?
This was huge. And then the Kyle Rittenhouse thing happened as a result of this, and he shot two people. And, yeah, this was
huge. He pleaded not guilty yesterday, too. So there was a lot of, like, resurgence of this whole thing.
Yeah. So, but the main headline, though, is that the officer who shot Jacob Blake 7 times in the back as he was getting into his vehicle, he will not be charged with anything. And so this is 2 days ago they started bringing in the National Guard and boarding up the Kenosha different buildings because they knew this was probably going to turn into some violence and retaliation because people were just outraged. This guy, Jacob Blake, is 29 years old. He's now paralyzed from the waist down. And he's been in the hospital since August. And the reason I guess they're saying that he was not charged with anything is because he had a knife. But he did not wield the knife at the cops. He was walking away to get into his car where his 3 young kids were in the back seat. And so and there was an outstanding warrant against him as well. And I know a lot of people, and Jen and I were talking about this a little off the air, I get it. I'm not making him out to be a hero or anything, but I don't think any person, regardless of an outstanding warrant or whatever, no person deserves to be shot 7 times in the back. I mean, what happened to police
hard
training?
Hard to explain. Hard
how
to
there's a difference between legal and what we feel, right?
But how is it legal to shoot someone 7 times in the back?
When you're a police officer and you're called out to a place where you know someone has jumped their warrant, that they haven't showed up, there was a restraining order, I believe, that was already in place, and there was I think it was a sexual assault that he was in trouble for, and then you see him with 3 children and he's holding a knife. That does not put you in a good situation. And so does anybody deserve to be shot 7 times? Probably not. I think it's a tough argument to make to shoot anybody 7 times, but isn't enough to prosecute someone. And I think that it would be very hard to find a jury who would prosecute under those circumstances. Remember,
but I think it should have gone to a jury, though. It should have gone to a jury and let the jury decide then. Because the fact that to not even bring any, and the other 2 cops who were there, too, there are no charges against them either. It just, I don't know, it feels like, how many times have we seen school shooters who are predominantly white, almost 99% of the time they're white? Those school shooters, mass shooters, serial killers, white serial killers, they all seem to be taken in without being shot 7 times in the back. It's just when you look at the optics of it, this should have gone to a jury trial and then let the jury decide if there was enough evidence to charge the cops or not. But I think it's a slap in the face to everyone who believes that there is absolute systemic racism in our policing in this country. It's just, I don't know, I understand why people are probably going to be furious about this. And then Kyle Rittenhouse, he didn't get shot 7 times. He shot 2 other people with an illegal AR-15 rifle. I mean, that he bought illegally. He's underage. Nothing happened to him. It just, these stories keep building and building. We
question.
Keep adding more and more
begs
of the same circumstances.
Yeah. All right, let's go to China, shall we? Where the ex-chairman of Huawei Asset Management, which is connected, I'm not sure whether it's connected to Huawei, the technology company. Anyway, his name is Lai Zhongmin. You think that's okay? You think that's how he pronounces it? Lai Zhongmin was convicted of receiving and seeking bribes to have his asset management company become more, shall we say, a part of Chinese business. And he was sentenced to death yesterday. He will be executed next week because he sought bribes. I find that, we were just talking about crime and punishment here. That's China. Anybody who does anything against the state, and that was considered action against the state, because this the asset management company has ties to Hong Kong and to Europe. I'm surprised they even allow it, frankly. I'm surprised that the Chinese government, as it exists today, allows these sorts of financial connections outside of China. But anyway, this guy's going to be put to death next week. Also in Hong Kong, 53 pro-democracy officials and activists were arrested. It was a roundup. It was the biggest roundup since the crackdown began. So you look at Hong Kong, you look at Taiwan, and you wonder, the outside world looks at it, but is it that we're afraid to do anything? We talk a big game, but what do we do to support these people, or do we just mind our own business? What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to think?
That's a big question, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, traditionally, the United States steps in on human rights issues and refuses most of the time to do business with countries that are problematic. We make exceptions for Saudi Arabia. We have forever, Jamal Khashoggi. Remember him?
Yep.
There was not even a wrinkle in our business dealings over that. So I think we are situationally ethical when it comes to things like that. And it's unfortunate that's just the reality.
We've had past leaders who just handed over all of the keys to the economy, to wins, to our American manufacturing over to the Chinese.
Yep.
So,
and then we're stuck. Speaking of the Chinese,
I don't hear anything from them. That was a huge mistake.
Government news from China. All right, so I'm reading a magazine. It was the Economist. I was on the plane, a week and a half or so ago, coming back from Salt Lake, and I'm reading the Economist, and I see this full-page ad for Huawei.
And the basic essence of the advertisement is, what connects us is stronger than what divides us. A clear message from the Chinese government, whether you read this or not. It was actually a two-page ad in The Economist. The focus was on connectivity, making modern life possible, and how we need to be in connection with each other regardless of our location. And Huawei is the best in the industry. It brings education together, healthcare together, transportation together, empowering entrepreneurs all around the world to develop the next medical breakthrough. As if to say, without Huawei, we wouldn't have any of this stuff. Do you realize?
Well, that's just typical Chinese propaganda.
Yeah.
We're the greatest. No one, the world stops spinning without us. I mean, that's what they
do. Huawei is what's being used to spy on people.
Why, exactly?
They're trying to get that. They're trying to get that into every country. So.
Right. Exactly. That's
hey, look, you know what? We've talked about it in our tech reports, and it doesn't seem to affect American consumerism. But if you own a Vizio TV, that's got. I mean, that is.
They're watching you.
They're completely watching, and that data goes right to China. So, you know, you can buy, everyone says, oh, but I want a $200 flat screen that's the size of, you know, of a bus. Okay, well, then the trade-off for that is everything that you do is monitored by the Chinese government in your home in America. So, you know, people, if you don't change consumerism, you're not going to really fix this problem.
No, that's right. I got to look for where, and I don't want to beat my chest and say, Doug Steffen, what a wonderful guy. But I take the time to find stuff that isn't made in China.
Right.
And that's something that I feel very strongly about because I am so fed up with our country and it's what we've done to ourselves by buying their crap. You go into the dollar stores, it's all China, Walmart, mm-hmm. all that crap. Most, you know, you go, I've told the story about trying to find gloves to work with. I've tried to find toothbrushes and clocks and, you know, even... I don't think I told this story on the air. I had to buy on my trailer truck that I carry equipment around and stuff on. I have the chains need to be bound down, so we have chain binders, and I needed a couple of new ones. Do you think I could find a chain binder that wasn't made in China? I couldn't. I went.
A lot of metal and steel.
I don't even
stuff.
Know what that
I'm
is.
I don't know what it is either. But I'm assuming it's made out of. Steel,
it's
right?
Steel. Yeah. It holds, it binds the chain down to the body to keep mm-hmm. the equipment from moving around.
Right.
And those are made, everything says stamped on it, made in China. Anyway, so there's a, I'm looking around at some of the ways the Chinese leadership are supposedly dealing now with there is a movement, that, whether we get the reports or not, there is great disturbance in China. The country is very restless. People who live and work there, Chinese nationals, have become very restless because their economy has gone into the tank, just the same as everybody else's economy has gone into the tank. And so what they're finding, what the Chinese government is finding, is that people are sneaking the use of Twitter. I think that Twitter has been outlawed, hasn't it, Jay, in China? I don't think there's been any Twitter allowed.
I have no idea. I know that some of the social media outlets aren't permitted there. I don't know which mm-hmm. ones, though.
Well, one of the things that they're combating, apparently, the Communist Party is combating the use of Twitter. A lot of people are discovering it, and they don't like it because they're seeing things. This is what's causing the unrest. I think they're going to have a hard time keeping people away from all of that stuff, frankly. So here's, to go back to the problem that Victoria is just talking about, and Jennifer, the way that we have become dependent, not only for what we buy, but where things are made. Who do you think the largest manufacturer in China is? What company manufactures more than any other company in China, whether they're a Chinese company or an international company? What company do you think it is? Are they a guess?
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many. If you have to say, well, is it Apple bigger than Amazon or yeah?
Apple.
I don't know.
Apple last year spent $44 billion in China alone to make their products. And by the way, the turnaround with that is that they sell almost that much in product in China. Mm-hmm. So they have
do
become
the same thing in India. They manufacture a billion phones or whatever in India, and they're sold to the people in India. They're the lower-end phones.
Speaking of statements, our DJV download The most recent one is a focus on when the award shows are going to be on TV. I noticed that the Grammys are being postponed because of COVID. Also, conversation on the DJV download about cruise liners being scrapped in Turkey. Southwest announced $29 fares. We talk about that. And the cute cuddle that Harry Styles is having with Olivia Wilde. All of that sort of thing and lots of other conversation part of the DJV download. Most recent one at DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Banks is an actress and a radio personality. Also, I like her skill in astrology. And you look at the beginning of the new year and beginnings, new beginnings, whether that goes in sync with the calendar. I know you've been very optimistic about what you see close in, I mean, feeling your way forward into this month, into this quarter, into this year. You have, you know, and people are looking around and say, what the hell is she talking about? Look at the craziness in the electoral process and who's going to be president and all of the COVID stuff, and it's worse now, blah, 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 blah. Because people are holding on to those thoughts. I think that's why it's going this way, because you are holding on to those thoughts. I don't mean you, Laura. I'm talking about people that are listening to us.
Right. It was the woman we spoke to, Marcy, as a guest once, when was talking about how we're addicted to the adrenaline rush of negative news.
Mm-hmm.
And how there's 1,000 other stories being told right now that we don't see Lester Holt reporting on or CNN.
Nourish your mind and your body for the new year. People are all talking about losing weight. That's the body stuff. Okay. So what are you going to do equally that gives you a chance and understanding the aspects of your life, the astrological implications of where you are? There's nobody better than Laura to give you a great reading at StarGalNetwork.com, but just practically thinking about yourself and what you want.
Right. Go ahead. And we have so much going on in Capricorn right now. We've got Sun in Capricorn, Uranus, Mercury, Saturn, thank God, left Capricorn. That's given us a break. But this is a time for all of us to be building something. Capricorn is the sign of building in concrete terms something. So right now we should all be strategizing as we're locked away about what we want this new year. You know, go through those unconscious files of your mind or your closet and start to really bring
bring light and consciousness. And of course, Doug, that's what you do every week on this show. And I'm so honored to be a part of it. But you know, it's messy and it's sticky to get in there and look underneath.
Are we talking about tangible goals or are we talking about infinite goals?
No, it's well, with Aquarius is giving us a vision and inspiration opportunity. Capricorn is making us in that month of January, as it's been forever, a time to be building and working. We're not on vacation. We're back. We're in that zone of, I got to start my new year. I got to build my new business. I've got to get this handled. We're all awake. We've come awake. We've had weeks of eating and festivity and family, as I have, to go unconscious. And now I'm like, oh, no, I've got to wake up. So it's a real awakening that's happening now. And it's a mess, the politics and the health and the viruses and the vaccines. But that's not what it's about. It's really about your inner world and how can you make your inner world better. And it's about looking at what are your strengths. What are your weaknesses?
Well, but you know? It's easy to say that. How do we do it? But when you say it's all about that, then how do you instruct? In a good reading, do you instruct people? You don't just say, okay, you got to do this, 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 and this. Nothing drives me crazier than somebody say, well, you got to do this. Okay, fine. I get it. How do I do that? Bring me to the point.
It's consciousness. It's education is power. It's the first step is consciousness. I did a woman's chart yesterday. Incredible. She's an activist and an artist, and she's changing the world, and she's forgetting to take care of herself. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, you're a Sagittarius. You need frolic. You need joy. You need to go find a beach. You need to go out in nature. You need to take a bubble bath. Stop. Because you're going to slam into a wall and kill yourself. It's not a balance. You've got to keep your life in balance. I look for where Jupiter is. Where's the benefic energy that we can really harness and know that you can use on a daily basis? You know, that Saturn, you know, is going to slam you against the wall no matter what you do and teach you, and you're going to teach others. But so that's what I look at.
A very good friend who is a former very, very well-known disc jockey who has what he describes as an outside interest in the unconscious mind. Mm. And he's come to this lately in life. He's got a theory about almost everything. One of the things is called his fingernail theory. While your fingernails are growing, they're part of you. When you trim them, they are gone. I thought that was kind of interesting, and that can apply to yesterday. It was a part of your life. Yesterday was an important part of your life. Today, it isn't.
It's gone. Let it go. Stop thinking about it. There's literally river banks in our brains that we set these thoughts over and over and over again. You have to retrain your thinking with post-it notes, with affirmations, with listening to CDs and tapes of powerful speakers, and retrain your mind.
Yep, very hard to do, but you got a good you have a good hook on it when you chat with Laura. StarGalNetwork.com. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you. You're enlightening. Laura Banks with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.